Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Jillian Moss-Backman, and this is Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. In this lesson, we're going to talk about lesson number two of change, can't live with it and can't live without it. This lesson, we're taking a giant step back and examining change from a more broader philosophical angle. Are we really in charge of change through human free will choice, or are we all walking around living a life of destined circumstances? It's such a complicated and intriguing question to ponder in 30 minutes, but I thought the guest, Dr. Satwant Dhillon, did an exceptional job last Tuesday of breaking down the subject of destiny and really putting it into chunks that we could all understand. As you could tell, he plays for Team Destiny all the way. So in a nutshell, let me tell you what he said in that 30-minute program. If you play for Team Destiny, you believe that from birth to death, every thought, action, and change we experience ultimately leads us all back to a predetermined path. Now, he did mention this may or may not occur, and the setup of the plan may happen before we arrive. And that's it. Whatever will be from there. The past and your future is set in stone and not able to alter by any means humanly possible through free will choice. This is just a small snippet and a bit of paraphrasing on my half, I have to admit, of what Dr. Dhillon did, and did an exceptional job at articulating his point of view. And I don't want to misrepresent his side of the debate of destiny versus free will choice. So you can go back and re-listen to that entire 30-minute interview from February 7th by going on to the Blog Talk Radio page, Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice with Jillian, and go to the archives section and you'll be able to re-listen to it anytime you want. It'll also be posted on my website in the future at JillianMossBackman.com, spelled JillianMossBackman.com. Now, my favorite part during that whole interview was on the debate part, was he gave an illusion and a thought process that every human life has a higher purpose for being on the planet, and that there we all have a God-given right to fulfill our destined path. I was very happy that he made that assumption and gave it all to us to live through and believe in into the future. You know, when I was beginning to write the free will choice, which is what we're going to talk about today, it occurred to me that destiny is really a cleaner choice or path to take than free will. Think about it like this. To a certain extent, it eliminates the need to question that ancient mystery that we were talking about on Tuesday. We're very complicated beings, and we all love a good mystery. And for some reason, it did spark your attention and have many after-show conversations between last Tuesday and today. some of you expressed your complete alliance with Dr. Dillon. I mean, you all, some of you, most of you, believed and agreed with Team Destiny, that it's all laid out in a destined plan. Some of you weren't so sure, like myself. So in this half hour, I want to flip the ancient coin to the other side of the argument, and I want to examine Team Free Will Choice, so to speak. How does free will choice enter into the intrinsic balance between destiny and human choice? Well, let me lay out for you the ideology of what people believe as a majority if you believe in free will choice. It's that counterbalance to destiny. It keeps the human element of control in complete charge of everything we do. I suppose you could label it a hands-on approach to our life experiences. It starts at the very beginning like this. The majority of this group does believe in a force from beyond. A higher essence of some kind is responsible for our original birth and our death on this planet. The interdependence, however, between the higher power and themselves stops right here. And they believe that human free choice kicks in from there. They do believe there is a sacred connection between all living creatures, nature, and the planet. And this interdependence energy that they're talking about carries a great energetic force. Now, they believe that the human choice is influenced by this invisible force. And as in destiny, every action carries with it a reaction. Change happens through natural consequences and not predetermined circumstances. They believe that we're in a constant learning process of trial and error, mistakes and rewards of our own choosing. They believe that we are gifted with the five senses and faculties, and it is our responsibility to use them as we see fit. We have a capacity to use the mind to refine any and all of our decisions. We use our body to complete those actions and behaviors. And the soul is the glue that keeps and feels the presence of this natural force within each one of us. This is what develops a person towards a greater awareness of who they are and where they are and why they're going there. Although it's really impossible to pin down the true catalyst for change in this ancient debate, free will choice does empower people in a way that destiny cannot. Think about that. The idea of turning all human control over to a higher essence is sometimes way too big for people to comprehend at any level. It does denote a loss of control and sometimes even power. Human free will instills this inward sense of power that destiny just cannot. I'm always talking about people and writing their own story. Well, if you think about the free will choice ideology, it puts you in charge of writing this story, however you see fit to do so in your world. It allows for one to make mindful changes at will, and it helps create an idea and a path into the future. It gives a person a sense of now rather than destiny, which is waiting for the now to come. There are a few little glitches, however, in there of the free will thought process. Where Does serendipitous experiences fall into this category of free will choice? You know, sometimes we're too busy controlling every aspect of change. It may leave very little room for what we call that kismic moment or destiny to surprise you right around the corner. It may, in fact, take you down paths you never dreamed of. You couldn't even imagine that you would be able to have the possibility or even the option of exploring new and creative ideas that you might otherwise have missed because you're too busy making human choices. Maybe we really don't have the choice to choose one side or the other. Maybe that real choice is a mixture of both destiny and free will choice. From the comments that came to me the other day, people seem to fall into this category more than choosing one over the other. After the break, I want to talk exactly about that. Maybe it's a little of this and a little of that, and a destiny and human choice thrown in together. After the break, we'll talk about that, destiny and free will choice. Welcome back to Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. In this 30-minute program, we're talking about Lesson 2 of Destiny or Free Will Choice. And on Tuesday, I used the time with a wonderful interview with Dr. Satwant Dhillon discussing the aspects of destiny. I thought he did a really good job at articulating his perspective. He actually believes completely in destiny. And, you know, I've been pondering this question for so long in my own mind and my own thoughts and using my own life as an example of, is it free will choice or destiny? I don't know. So anyway, what I want to talk about in this beginning segment is maybe it's a mixture of both. You know, I've always started my program, and when I started several years ago, I really saw my program as more of a teaching tool. I know it's entertaining, but it also has an underlying element of teaching people and getting to the masses, to the people I can't get to through my private practice. And I really take time to explore new topics candidly that will both enrich our lives and the lives of others. And I see my job as the narrator here to provide all sorts of creative ideas and tools for change that's available to everyone if they're willing to do the work. Well, I didn't want to throw everything to you at once, so I waited a couple weeks to tell you the second part to my program. As you know, I wrote a book, and the name of the book is Beyond the Pews, Breaking with Tradition and Letting Go of Religious Lockdown. It's an interactive book, and in certain sections of the book, I fill it with some of my original lessons that I've been developing through my private practice for the last 20 years or so. Now, don't put any thought to how old I may be on that one anyway. These exercises are in the book for you to complete on your own time. One thing that I realized is that I can't get to everybody, and half of you can't get to me. But yet, everybody wants to do the work, they want a better life, and they're willing to do the work to do it. So I realized that radio was a perfect way to get these same creative ideas out in these interactive lessons that I've formulated over the years. So I'm taking the book idea and presenting it in radio form. Think of it like this. Every topic that I present is like a mini chapter of a book in my mind. I present it on air, including all the stories that I add and the interactive lessons. Now, some of the exercises that I've written and use along the way are easy to describe on air. And then others will only make sense if you see it in the written form. In other words, there's diagrams, there's pictures, and I can go into a more lengthy description of certain things that you should do to change different perspectives in your life. So I'm going to be doing that, and in the next couple weeks, watch for what I call these condensed versions of ebooks. They're going to be the corresponding exercises that I talk about in the topic at hand, but also added ones that need to be in that written form. You'll be able to download them from my website, JillianMossBackman.com, and other locations that you can go there and download right away. So it'll go like this. Next week will be the last lesson that I'll present in the topic of change, can't live with it and can't live without it. Now, when we're done, and if you'll recall, one of the first lessons that I started with was the cliff divers and rabbit hoppers. Well, that has a whole lengthy part to it, the actual descriptions and different items that you can do to figure out if you're a cliff diver or a rabbit hopper. And so that kind of thing will be in the ebook versions that will be coming, and it will be an expansion of those lessons. And what it will do is you want to listen to the programs in accession that I talked about and then do the exercises from the downloaded ebooks. I know it sounds a little confusing at first, but once you get the process down, you listen to the radio shows and then follow it up with the ebooks and download a version of those exercises, you'll begin to see the format, and then we'll all work on this together. Now, I'm going to be doing that for the rest of the programs and topics that I do into the future. But you'll have to give me a little time because they do take as much effort to write and put into a descriptive form as my actual radio programs. I'm also going to add certain books in there, maybe some quotes, different ideas from different teachers that I think are worth taking a second look at that add value to the topic at hand. Now, that'll be fun. So I will keep you posted on when I'm done with it and when we can start that second half to the program. Now, let's go back to the subject at hand, which is the mystic mystery between destiny and free will choice. You know, I have been out there long enough to know that most of us would probably agree it's a mixture of both. You know, it's a little bit of destiny, and it's a little bit of free human choice, and, you know, it kind of, sometimes it's more destiny, sometimes it's free will choice. In my book, Beyond the Pews, I actually dedicate an entire chapter to this kind of destiny and free will choice. I label it something different in Chapter 3, but the idea is the same thought process of what we're talking about today. And there's an exercise in that book, so feel free to know that that's a part of what we're talking about. You know, it's really hard for people to swallow the fact that we're gifted with this mind to think, that we're given this body to act, and the soul to feel. But yet, on the flip side, we're expected to relinquish all this power, human power, I might add, to the destiny of chance. And for a lot of people, that's a great big spread and jump of trust to not be able to use those. Now, according to Dr. Dillon, I believe he was talking about it's more of an illusion of using those kind of things and minds, but ultimately the destined choice is already made for you. It really does seem unreasonable to assume that people are willing and ready to give up that power to this destiny that people talk about. There may be parts to it that are destined, but I don't believe it's the whole parts. So then you have to step back and you ask yourself the question, okay, if we believe it's a little of this and a little of that, how do you know which parts are which? How do you know when you're living in the destiny zone of your life or you've moved into the free will choices of your life? When are you supposed to call upon your human essence, that knowledge we're talking about making this free will choice to create and effect change? You know, I really believe we have the difference to discern and the capacity to know when we're in each parts of ourselves. Let's go through that a little bit. Now, think a moment about your own life experiences. We've all had those experiences that we could label a destined or kismet moment. You know those moments inside and with our friends or out in the public where something happens that's just simply unexplainable, where it touches the soul in a way that you never thought possible. And it changes your moments and changes your life so quickly in an instant, and all you can hear is that moment of yes. Yes, it's supposed to be this way. Yes, you're supposed to be making this choice. Yes, every direction points in the way and direction of going forward towards a yes. This is the way I felt about my book. I had been teetering on, you know, we've talked about that, about doing that book for years. And I kept getting this, no, it's not time. No, it's not time. And then all of a sudden, I asked myself the inner question, and without hesitation, out popped that yes from the inside out. I could feel it in every essence of my body. We've all had those experiences. That's what I'm talking about. When you know you're lined up with destiny. And then there's other events that you're called upon to make wise human choices. Options that force you to use every core of your mind and your body and your experiences, and everything lines up, but the answer is not a resounding yes or no to the subject at hand. it seems like there's no clear path. But yet you know that the change that you make, and if you say yes to this one or yes to that one or no to this one or no to that one, everything's going to change in an instant. I want to bring up the example that Dr. Dillon presented the other day during his interview. Now, he was depicting a diagram, and he gave me this diagram, and I'll include it in the e-books in a couple weeks for a part of this series. But the diagram that he showed me was a typical diagram of a fork in the road. So think about a line. You're going down this path that you've driven, and all of a sudden there's a Y in the road. Now, I'm going to deviate a little bit of what he said, and contrary just a little bit to put it into perspective of our conversation in front of us. From his perspective, he believed that the path was destined to take, that there was only really one option, that destiny would have you go down either way. And that the thought process before you got to the fork in the road was also a destined event. I want to take that same kind of diagram and dissect it just a little bit different. What if you're traveling down this destined road and you come upon that fork in the road? And you can't get that yes or no that I was talking about earlier. And you find yourself in charge of that free will choice to make a path of which way do you go? Do you go to the left or do you go to the right? And either one of those paths will bring a different kind of experience and a different kind of relationship with the universe by taking either road. But either road may be destined paths. And it's your free will choice that makes the difference in the middle. The crazy part about all this is that it'll lead you right back to where I always talk, which is every person looks through the world through rose-colored glasses of personal perception. It doesn't matter what you see through your rose-colored glasses, whether you see human choice or whether you see destiny. Every person owns their own pair of rose-colored glasses, so it doesn't make any difference what your next-door neighbor sees in their rose-colored glasses. It's your perception and how you choose to act upon those perceptions that makes the difference. You know, in the end, who really cares? You know, I love a good mystery, and I know everybody loves a good mystery. And for me, I keep on intending on keeping it that way. And if you think you know the answer to this mystery, do me a favor and keep it to yourself. I don't want to know the answer. I love living and keeping in the moment to the question and living the question of destiny and free will choice. You know, it does the soul good to play in that mystery of the universe. I have no idea why people choose the choices they make. Some of them are good and some of them are so evil it's hard to comprehend. Our job is to keep this question open and on the table for generations to keep talking about in the future. Next week, I'm going to finish with the third lesson in change and really get down to the nitty-gritty of making changes step by step. But between now and then, remember, change doesn't have to be difficult, but it is necessary to grow. See you on air, online, Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday.